For 15 years, my family had a dog. And that dog's name was Shadow. She was a good dog adopted from the Shawano Humane Society, actually. We had to put down our other dog, Scruffy. And my grandmother was advanced in years, and she needed a little companion. And so Shadow was the answer when I adopted her. Shadow had a problem, though. Shadow's problem was she had a fear of missing out. Or what the kids today call FOMO. Shadow actually got her name Shadow. It was changed to that because one day my grandma said, "Oh, Eddie, there goes your little Shadow." Shadow would follow me around, would follow anyone around. She had this fear of missing out. She had to be with people. Maybe it was separation anxiety that the dog had. My mother then took the dog after my grandma died and raised Shadow. And then my mother passes in 2017 and I get Shadow. Now, at the parish that I was at previously, the parish office was connected to the church rectory. So when the secretary would come in the morning, Shadow would go to the door and she would paw at the door. And then she would go and let Shadow in and give Shadow a treat that she brought for her. And she had this fear of missing out. Someone was in her room. She was not in the room. She had to be in the room. Now, if there is any biblical character that had FOMO, it has to be St. Thomas from our gospel today. Imagine this, being one of the 12 followers of Jesus. Now it's 11. There's only 10 in the upper room. You're out about doing something. Maybe the apostles sent you somewhere. And so you're away. And when you're away, Jesus, risen from the dead, enters the locked door and comes into this room and says, "Peace be with you." And your 10 brothers see the risen Christ. And then you come back and they say to you, "We saw the risen Lord," and there's something going on in Thomas's life. Maybe the apostles liked playing jokes on him. Maybe he couldn't take them seriously. So he says, "Unless I see the nail marks and see his pierced side, I will not believe." He missed out. And now he makes a demand. Jesus will remove that fear because Jesus will come back and say, "Thomas, see the nail marks and see my pierced side. And now don't be unbelieving, but believe." Can only imagine that for the rest of his life, Thomas would have had this fear of missing out on what was happening around him. When it comes to our Catholic faith, this notion of FOMO might motivate some of our actions. I come to Sunday Mass because I fear missing out on hearing the Word of God and of receiving the Holy Eucharist. I go to confession because I fear of missing out, especially on the graces that God wants to give me to live better the Christian life. I pray the Rosary because I fear of missing out on the prayers of Mary, who prays for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. This weekend is known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And so maybe I'm devoted to the Divine Mercy, to the chaplet, to the novena, to the image, all because I fear missing out on the promise of Jesus that this weekend the floodgates of mercy are open, ready for us to receive. And I fear missing out on receiving those things. This FOMO can be a motivator in the spiritual life. I fear of missing out on heaven. And so I try to do all of these things right in this present moment. But here's the thing. In the scriptures, it says, "Perfect love casts out all fear." Jesus comes as perfect love. And he says to the apostles over and over again, "Do not be afraid. Peace be with you. Jesus doesn't want us to have these fears in our life. He wants to drive out the fear so that it's love that becomes the motivator, that FOMO isn't the reason why I go to Mass or confession or pray the rosary or be devoted to divine mercy, but that it's love of God. That it's not because I fear missing out on the Word of God and receiving the Eucharist, but I come to Mass because I love the Lord and I want to have communion with Him. I go to confession, yes, because I fear the loss of heaven and dread the pains of hell, but I go because I love the Lord and I want to tell Him how sorry I am. I pray the rosary not because I fear missing out on the prayers of Our Lady, but because I love her as a son or a daughter. And she's my mother, and that's what children do. They tell their mother that they love her. I'm devoted to the divine mercy, not because I fear missing out on the graces of the weekend and of the devotion, but because I know how much I stand in need of God's mercy, because His love and mercy endures forever. Perfect love casts out this fear. Jesus removed the fear that St. Thomas had. See Thomas. And as He removes that fear from Thomas, He says, "My Lord and my God." When that fear is removed, He's moved to a point of faith. When fear is removed, we can say, "Jesus, I trust in You." When fear is removed, love becomes the motivation of everything I say and do.